Well, Steve, back at it again. This is kind of getting old hat for you, but I mean, what's how much does it help that you guys have gone in with the experience of playing at these tournaments?
Yeah, well, first off, it never gets old hat. It's it's great to be in this situation, and you know, you get these opportunities, and I think everyone feels very fortunate to be in this situation. But looking back on, you know, kind of what we went through over the last couple of years and been to the NCAAs a couple of years ago and making it through a regional, the last one that we played in, Sam's back in that, Shuby's back in that. So to have a little bit of veteran experience of the guys that have been through it, you know, I think that after winning conference and kind of getting ready for this regional, there's been a sense of certainly confidence, but also, you know, those guys relying on what it takes to get prepared to go, which has been a nice thing for us to not have to worry about coaching, that the guys are kind of coaching themselves with it. So it's been great.
6 conference titles in 10 years that you've been here. What's the secret to success?
Good players. Good players. We've recruited good. We've got nice facilities. We got great leadership with what they're doing with us and how they're supporting us. But truth is, I mean, I don't hit a golf shot. Coach Caldwell doesn't hit a golf shot. We try to help them as much as we can when we're in town, when we're on the road, course management strategy, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they're the ones, you know, hitting the shots and making the putts. And we've been very fortunate to have the success we've had, and certainly want to keep it going.
Coach, it's not like you're getting on a bus and driving over to Copperhead. You got to get on a plane and go to California.
Right.
Take us through what's going to happen, like practice rounds and everything.
Yeah. It. So we'll leave Friday morning. Got a connection in Atlanta, and then we got about a 4-hour flight to San Diego, and it's about an hour drive from there. We're not allowed on tournament site until Sunday morning. So Saturday, we've got a local course in the area that we're going to go play a couple holes, maybe try to do something in the morning, maybe go see a movie, go do some go-karting, do something to kind of keep their mind, especially with it being 3 hours behind us. You know, the guys will be up pretty early, even if it's 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, they'll be up pretty early. So, and then Sunday's the practice round. I think it's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. That'll be the only round we get a chance to play on the site before tournament begins on Monday. So really just trying to do – we were actually out in San Diego in March. Part of the reason we played in that golf tournament in March was to kind of get used to time zone change. It's different grass out there, certainly a little cooler than what we're going to find here and what we've got right now. So I think we'll adjust pretty quickly, to be honest with you, with us having just been out there about a month ago.
Coach, take you to St. Andrews, take you over to Singapore. It doesn't matter. You're just in it, right?
Right. And that's the thing. It doesn't matter whether you're the 1 seed, the 8 seed. To be honest with you, I just asked Coach Caldwell what the teams were that were in the region. I don't, you know, not that's no disrespect to those teams. We're concentrating on us and what we need to do to try to get prepared. And if we play the way we're capable of playing, then we'll qualify for the national championship.
Coach, my last question, and thank you for your time. Do you got a number in mind that has to get you in, like 7 under, 8 under? Or do you just go in and say, let's play?
Yeah, let's just play. The last time there was a regional there, I believe, is in 2015 or 2016. Oklahoma won that regional at 11 under par. But I think 10 over par got in as one of the top 5 teams. So, you know, based off of that, you know, par certainly is a good score, but you could go out there, the conditions could be a little different, either bad or worse, and the scores could be up or down depending on that. So we can't worry about any of that stuff. We just got to go out and play the way we're capable of playing, and certainly these guys are able to do that, and we'll kind of hope for the best at that particular point.
Did you notice an effect on the team when they went out to San Diego back in March, that something you kind of learned from that to do differently this time? Or
We had actually played pretty good the first couple rounds we were out there and didn't play very good the final round. I don't know, you know, we played in the foothills of that event in March, but I just think from a time zone, we've got to do a better job of kind of keeping them occupied earlier in the day. You know, like I said, we don't tee off till 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So, you know, we're going to get up, maybe go get a little exercise in, have a breakfast, you know, maybe watch a little something on TV or watch a movie. We just got to keep their minds off of kind of what's going on. You know, you don't want them to overthink things too much. So we've got to do a better job of preparing for that and having them be a little distracted.
You talked about recruiting, you know, the players you recruit and their approach, just their mental approach. How much do you have to rely on them to go out there and, you know, they can hit the shots, but.
Right. I think the sports psych piece of golf is very underrated, and we actually have a sports psychologist that we've worked with for the last couple of years that the guys have access to, not only to help our guys here, but also in the recruiting aspect that, you know, they can have some help mentally on and off the golf course. But, you know, during the recruiting process, you're observing that stuff on the golf course. You're talking to them when they come in for visits, trying to understand, you know, where they are mentally and where they can continue to improve. Because let's face it, I mean, they're 18 to 22 year old kids and they're growing physically, they're growing mentally. You know, they're dealing with school and graduation and relationships and everything like that. So golf is another aspect of that. And our sport takes so long to play. It's not a reactionary sport such as a basketball or a football or a baseball. So those guys, you know, we've got 4 or 5 hours out there to think about all the good and the bad and everything else that's going on in their life. So, you know, them having a strong mental game has been a big piece of what we're trying to do here, and it continues to be a bigger piece.
During this format, you know, you could be, whatever, in third going into the last round. Where you are specifically, given the fact that you have to finish in the top five and that's it, does that ever change your coaching approach mid-tournament or anything like that?
I think it could, coming down to the last couple holes. Some guys like to know what's going on, team-wise, individual-wise. Some guys just want to play their own game, and they add it up at the end and kind of see how they finished individually and how we finish as a team. Sam Nicholson is somebody that likes to know what's happening. Jake Peacock doesn't really care what's happening, right? So, like, I think everyone's different, and us as coaches need to understand what that is. And to be honest with you, we give them some false information at times out there so they don't become too nervous of what's going on. And, you know, so that's part of it as well, right? But yeah, our approach might change a little bit coming down the last couple holes, depending on where we stand. But, you know, we'll kind of cross that bridge if we get that opportunity.
And just to be exact, you're not going to stay in California, but you hope to go back, right?
Yeah. No, we're not going to stay in California. We'll fly back and hopefully have a little fun here for a night, and then we'll head back and get ready for the national championship, should we be lucky enough to do that.
Nice.
You mentioned Jake. Just as a player, I mean, it's a team
right.
competition, but
right.
to have an anchor like
yeah,
that
yeah.
is pretty good.
Been our best player all year. And to speak to your question earlier about the mental approach, that has been the biggest improvement for him, has been his mental game. You know, he's got the physical tools, but mentally, the confidence he has in himself right now. I mean, just watching him hit some balls at practice today, I mean, it was like, it's a confident young man. You can see in how he walks, how he handles his business. We played Southern Hills yesterday. He shot 65, was low on the team by a couple shots. So, you know, we went through U.S. Open locals, made it through the first stage of that. So his play at conference has gone on to the U.S. Open, has gone on to continue what we've done around town here. So, you can just see when someone believes in himself, regardless of what sport it is, right? They carry themselves differently, and it's contagious. And I think our guys are feeding off of that, and you know, it's been nice to see.
As you say, he goes in on a roll. He's under 70 in all three rounds at the AAC championship. So how much does that help playing good golf as you go into this tournament?
Well, I mean, it certainly helps playing good golf going into the tournament. Like I said, he's got confidence. The guys have confidence in him, and they also are having confidence in themselves, which I think is a key aspect of it. But when you've got somebody, and it could be anybody, right? Brock has won, Sam has won this year, and I think Cooper and Shuby are capable of winning. So that's not a question either. But when you got somebody that you know is competitive for an individual title, and it could be any of the five guys, that gives them a lot of confidence. It's not all on them that they've got to play their best, right? They've got some help, and, you know, it's a play five, count four each round. So if they happen to be not playing great, then they know their teammates got their back, and that's a great confidence too.
What stands out to you about this team that you've led this year?
I think how relaxed they are. If anything, I have had to kind of relax a little bit myself. and so it's taken a little bit of time for Coach Caldwell and I to come to grips that we trust them, if that makes sense, and that they know what they're doing and how they prepare, you know, around town and what they're doing at tournaments. So, you know, I think as a coach, you want to maybe kind of micromanage and overcoach them a little bit at times. And they've earned our trust and our respect for that. And so we've had to kind of lighten the load a little bit and have a little fun with them, because they are a lighthearted bunch and like to have a good time. And, you know, they perform their best when they're that way.
Coach, national championship talk, has that ever come up?
No.
In conversation?
It has not. To be honest with you, they are what's in front of them right now. It was that way even after the regular season. It's conference, and after conference, it's regionals. There's not the what if we make, you know, we'd like to make anything like that. It's let's go handle our business at regionals, and our slogan right now is job's not finished. And mm-hmm. So that's been on all our stuff. It's hanging on our board. They know there's another task at hand, and we're going to accomplish that.
Coach, I'm going to steal one more. Football goes to the playoff, goes to bowl game. Basketball goes to the NIT. Did that wave of winning flow over to you guys on campus, do you think?
I think that wave of winning has been infectious within our athletic department. It's pretty phenomenal, whether you look at soccer or volleyball, basketball or football, track and field. You know, I mean, it's it's pretty incredible right now at USF Athletics. And to be part of that, our coaches have a great chemistry, whether it's the head coaches meeting or the group text or whatever. The encouragement that we get and we give each other is awesome. So, you know, everyone's rooting for everybody because we understand that as we continue to elevate our athletic department, our programs continue to achieve the successes they've had on their respective fields and courts. You know, that's a great thing for all of USF and USF Athletics. So it is infectious, and it's been awesome to be part of.
Jake, how excited are you for this opportunity? Obviously, you put a lot of work in to get to this point, but now it's all on the line. This week.
I mean, I think the biggest treat it the same. It's the same golf shot. It's the same game we're playing. So it's just simplifying things this week and trying to treat it like any round of golf that I normally play is how we're going to go about our business and, you know, worry about the things that we can control and let the results just kind of speak for themselves. And it's been obviously a great year to make postseason. That's a big goal of ours, but we're trying to make nationals. So we'll do what we can to just control the controllables and see where that brings us.
Still unfinished business is what Coach says is the motto this year.
Yeah.
Has national championship even crossed your mind of playing for that?
I mean, it's our end goal. But like I said, you can't worry about the end goal when it's time to tee it up and time to peg it. You got to worry about just the golf shot at hand. And if you do that every time to the best of your ability, it's going to give us the greatest chance to make that national championship. So,
how much does it help, too, the fact you went out in March and played in California? Just the time change and just with the adjustments you have to make. How much did that experience, you think, help you going back again?
Yeah, I think it's big. I mean, we've had, obviously we don't play that kind of grass very often, so any chance we got throughout the year to go over there and play on bent grass rather than Bermuda was huge for our chances this coming week, and growing some familiarity with that type of grass. So it certainly helped, especially being directly in San Diego, not just on that side of the country. So should be very similar to that track that we played earlier this spring, which should help us with being a little bit more comfortable than if we had not played it. So, yeah, I think the boys are ready.
You know, I asked Coach, football team goes to bowl game, basketball team goes to the NIT. You got the fastest man in track in the 100 meters.
Yep.
That wave of winning, has it flowed over to you guys?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, the school as a whole – with athletics has had a tremendous year, obviously, like you just said. And we just kind of fuel the fire with each other, I think. You know, as we see more of our teams continue to have greater success, I feel like we play with much more confidence throughout the year. And so we're looking to add another accolade to the program.
Do you mold your game after anybody?
I don't. I mean, I've grown up liking, obviously, Tiger. Justin Thomas is a fan of mine. Or I'm a fan of his, that is. maybe one day.
Good for you.
But no, I'm just trying to mold into the player I am and trying to be nobody else but myself every time I go tee it up. So
you drive for shell, you putt for dough. Is that the case?
They're all important, but for me, putting is a key part of my game. So I've been consistent with it, and I've been fortunate enough to have my good stuff with my flat stick this year, and I think that's led to some great success. So looking to carry that over into next week.
Coach mentioned your comp. Go ahead.
Coach said one of your biggest improvements has been your mental approach of the game. Just speak to that and how important that part is of the game.
Yeah.
You can hit the shots, but
absolutely. Like I've reiterated multiple times throughout this interview here, just worrying about simplifying things, not overcomplicating, not overthinking. Obviously, you need to think your way through golf shots, but not overdoing it is so big, and especially as, you know, it becomes mentally draining if you're using, you know, unnecessary energy. So just simplifying the game, treating it like any other round of golf, and just worrying about the shot at hand is what I'm going to do to give myself the best chance for success.
And Coach said something about spreading false information, like to kind of keep you guys like, he's like, he didn't want, you know, you to get like stressed or take. What are those exchanges like when he has a new word for you?
You just can't really listen to it, to be honest. You just gotta keep worrying about what you've been worrying about. And, you know, I don't know, Coach. Just do what you want to do, man.
He says you guys are a loose group. Obviously, I'm guessing, though, you realize, you know, you got to get serious when it comes to a regional especially. So is there that switch you guys have to flick on?
There is. I think, you know, we do a good job. We have a great team camaraderie and chemistry, and we like to have a lot of fun. But when it comes game time, these guys put on a different face, and we get ready to go. So
You mentioned the grass in California. for me, it's equally, I'm as bad on whatever grass surface. What are some of the differences as far as how it might affect your game?
I've played on bent grass my home course back in Georgia.
Okay.
But, like, the conditions are completely different on the West Coast. I feel like the course we saw earlier this spring was super firm.
Hmm.
So you have to, your land numbers become completely different, way shorter than they normally would be. So I feel like that's a big adjustment. Spin's not so much an ally of yours. You got to play for more height, I guess, on approaches. So the approach becomes different, but I think the experience from earlier this spring and even last year when we played over there as well, I think it's going to give us a better chance for success this week.
And last one on the whole California thing. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he wasn't complaining when he saw the draw and you guys weren't complaining. What was your reaction when you saw that's where you were going?
You know, we accepted in advance that wherever we're going, it's fair game, and you know, we can't react to one over the other. It's an opportunity to go make the national championship, and that's it. So we're fired up to go tee it up and try and punch our ticket to the national championship.
Awesome.
So is the bent grass just a lot faster? Is that maybe the biggest difference? Or
I mean, speed wise of the greens putting, it's not a direct correlation, but I feel like over there, like with Bermuda, there's a lot more grain on the greens, so and most of the time greens run from back to front, meaning the grain is towards you. So like approach shots will dig into the grain and sit softly here, as opposed to there's no grain on bent grass really. So it's just they land firmer from the fairway, especially from the rough. That's why it's going to be more of a premium to keep it in the short stuff over there. So yeah,
that makes sense.
So you play the front and it rolls.
Yeah, more likely. Yeah, okay. That'll be the case.
And then how much confidence do you have going in the fact that you just tore up that AAC championship with three rounds under 70?
Good. I mean, you know, the game is in a great spot right now. But like I said, I need to treat it the same way, treat it like any other round of golf, not get too ahead of myself, you know, focus on the future or the previous hole, just going to simplify things, try and do the best I can to worry about the shot at hand.
You mentioned staying loose and having fun. How do you feel this team has responded, though, to those high-pressure situations, and what makes you proud?
I think, like I said, the team camaraderie, just how we kind of do things as a group outside the golf course, I think is we're always hanging out together, and I think, you know, it's created this awesome unit that we have here, and the guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. So, you know, I trust all of them to do their job, and I'm going to do my best to do my job, and that's just the game plan each and every time we tee it up.
Thank you. Great job. Yeah, appreciate you guys. Good luck
Thank
this
you.
Week.
All right. Fifth or sixth year?
Fifth.
Okay. This has got to be the end goal for you. I mean, I'm sure last year this has been what you've dreamed about, the opportunity. How do you feel going into it?
I feel good. I mean, you got to feel good after winning the conference title. You know, we've preached it all year trying to peak for these 2 weeks, these really 3 weeks trying to peak for national championship too. So we've been working hard. It's glad to see, you know, we played well at conference and hopefully carry that right into a regional.
You know, you had star players and now you're seeing Jake. You've had different sorts of teams and you've seen them all. How would you characterize this team? Coach says that you guys may be a little looser.
A little looser and just like a lot more talent front to back. I mean, we've kind of had, you know, we had Albin, he kind of carried us for a while, but now, I mean, we got five guys that can do it all. Any one of us can win playing well, so that, I mean, that makes it encouraging going into the next week.
And one thing for you, I mean, everybody's speaking about the mental side of golf. You've had, you know, dips and valleys, and now you're at a height of your career. How has that changed? How have you gotten more confident and all that sort of stuff?
I think it's just experience, to be honest. I've played a lot, and it's easier to get comfortable when you've played as much as I have.
How much does it help, too, with the experience you guys have gone in, for you specifically, have played at this level? You know, what's this, your third time now? Fourth?
This is my third regional.
So, I mean, that experience, how much did that help going back that you've been here?
I mean, I think it's going to help. I've tried to, you know, help some of the guys who've had questions, because we have a lot of guys who haven't played in a regional yet. So whatever they wanted to know, I've kind of told them it's going to be a stressful week, you know, no matter what. It's the most stressful week of the year. So just trying to get them to stay patient and kind of buy into, like, we don't have to go out there and, you know, win it on that first 18 holes. It's kind of just stay as patient as you can, and really top five is all that matters. One or five will take either one.
What's the atmosphere like when you reach the regionals? I mean, there's a lot of talking that goes on from other teams, or everybody kind of keeps to themselves?
No, there's not a lot of talking. Everyone's kind of keeping to themselves. It's a really pressure-packed week. think everyone's just trying to stay in the moment and play as best as they can.
No trash talking in golf.
Obviously, you guys are used to playing against tough fields. It was insane this year. Would you say this is the toughest schedule you've faced since you've been here?
It's always a challenge. I would say last year was the easiest. Either this or my junior year was the toughest one we've seen.
But so the point being, going up against some of the best teams in the country is nothing new, right?
No. It's going to be the same that we've seen all year, year in or week in and week out. So we just got to go out there and play our own game and focus on what we can do.
Awesome.
I'm going to follow up on that. You don't really play the other team. You play the course, right?
We're not playing the other teams. We're just playing ourselves.
Again, you guys are a looser group. Have they? Coach Bradley actually said he has had to remind himself to back off a little bit and be a little bit more loose. Have you noticed a change at all?
I mean, this is a different team than I've been on for sure. Everyone's a little more, little less uptight tournament week. Everyone just kind of wants to, you know, make it as light as possible. When teams have passed, we've kind of been very rigorous and focused in the week. But I think that kind of plays into our hands going into a regional, being as loose as we can be, because that's going to be the most pressure and stress we face all year.
What'd you learn from playing out in San Diego back in March that kind of use as experience going back?
To be honest, it's just golf at the end of the day. I mean, like, it doesn't really matter where we were. It's going to be a totally different challenge of what the golf course we're going to see. Like, that was a pretty long golf course that was pretty undulating, and this one's going to be a lot shorter, tighter, pretty flat from what it seems. So, I mean, I think we're, like, it's a lot different of a team than we were in California. We were struggling a good bit, and now everyone's playing pretty well, so.
Was there an adjustment you had to make just for the time zone change and any of that?
I mean, maybe a little. But we're going out on Friday. The tournament starts on Monday, so I don't think that should be too big of an issue.
All right, so it's been the constant topic of conversation. You guys seem to be a looser group, but coming into this one, do you have to pick up the intensity a little bit, or what? How would that even reveal itself?
I mean, you try not to change too much. You kind of want to keep the same things the same. You don't want to put something out of proportion, because it's really just another golf tournament, and we're going to try to win it. Obviously, it's different because top five get through to the national championship, but yeah, we just try to stay grounded and not ahead of ourselves and not make it any bigger than it is, and it's just golf at the end of the day, and we're going to play it.
What I was trying to look up there is how far you guys went at UNF. I know you guys were an NCAA tournament team. What has been your experience?
So I was the sixth man most of my time there, so I was traveling with them and watching them play, not playing myself, so it'll be a new experience for me. Obviously, I got to see what kind of happens down the stretch. It gets very, very intense, and going back to what I said, you just got to stay, just got to pretend you're just playing another golf round. Like, don't put any extra pressure on yourself.
Well, being that guy, and now you're on the other side, does it help when, or did you offer encouragement to your teammates, or at sometimes you have to sort of read the room?
Yeah, I mean, golf's a hard sport, because you can't really, I mean, if someone's down, you could be like, okay, come on, man, let's keep going. But it's hard to help someone a lot, because you're kind of in your own world out there. So you just really got to take it to yourself and keep yourself composed. And obviously, it helps if someone's out there, like, rooting you on, and you can feel that energy from them. But, yeah, you just got to – it's kind of on you.
Hmm. That's what golf is all about.
You say you're kind of going in with the approach that's just another tournament, but what would it mean to make it to the national round?
I mean, obviously, that's the goal of every team at the start of a year. So that's what everyone strives for, and that's what we work for. So we want a chance to win a national championship, and – I mean, it'd be awesome. A lot of fun. We're playing golf. Like, it's kind of a job, but we love it, and it's fun. So it's, but yeah, that's the goal. So we want to make it there really bad.
Could you sense that not making it there for the first time in 10 years rubbed the coaching staff the wrong way, and they were willing and eager to get back?
I'm sure. I mean, they had a very interesting situation last year, and I wasn't here to be a part of that.
Right.
I mean, their goal as coaches is to make the best team they can and to make it to the national championship, so I'm sure they're hungry to get back there. Yeah.
You wake up for the opening round. Take us through what you do. What are you having for breakfast? What's your routine?
I like to have some good protein and carbs and get my body working, and whether it's in the gym or in the locker room before, make sure I'm stretched out so I don't have any tight muscles or anything, and then do my normal tournament warm-up routine, which is just putt for about 20 minutes, hit balls for about 15, maybe chip for 5, and off to the tee box.
Football, basketball, track and field. Wave of victory flowing over campus. Have you felt that wave of victory on campus?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome to see the other teams doing so well, and obviously we want to do better than them so to prove how good we are. So, yeah, it's been cool to see them, and we're going to strive to do our best as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You're coming to 18. Coach comes over to you and says, all you need is double bogey and you go to the National. Yeah. Do you put the driver back in the bag and hit the 3-iron, or what do you do?
Probably. I would think I'd be able to make a double bogey. I hope. But yeah, that'd be a great situation to be in.
That's the false information. He really needs quadruple bogey.
Yeah.
You guys all year long played, it seemed like every tournament, 36 holes the first day, and then it's more like a regular tournament last time with conference, and now which do you prefer? Is it easier almost from a preparation standpoint?
36 hole days are tough because if you don't have it going the first 18, it's really hard to get it going for the second because – I mean, I've felt at times where I haven't hit it well the first 18. I've started trying to hit better golf shots rather than just try to get the ball in the hole. Hmm. But yeah, 18 is much preferred. It's a lot easier. Obviously, golf's not very difficult on your body, but it's a lot less tiring and having to worry about eating out there and drinking. So yeah, 18 holes is great.
Awesome.
Instead of double bogey, you need a birdie to advance.
Oh, I set that one up for you.
What is your mindset? Do you want to know that?
You just can't try to do too much, but you just want to putt it birdie, however you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, just get yourself a chance, because that's all that you can do. If you try to do too much, you could make a bad swing and something bad could happen, but if you just get a putt at it, then at least you have a chance.
You want to know, though?
I do. Yeah. And some people are not like that, but yeah, I'd like to know.